across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Louise Wilson.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So that was the rather bizarre track, Daffodils, which was by Mark Ronson, featuring Kevin Parker. Kevin Parker puts his genre as psychedelic rock and pop, and I think we're safe to say that that pretty much was there. So besides that, that was just to get us in the mood for my guest, who is Paul Earnshaw. Paul is the chairman on the committee for Triplo Daffodil Weekend, and he's here, he's joined me to talk about this year's event. So good morning.
Good morning.
We are still morning, aren't we?
Just about.
So you are on the committee for the Triplo Daffodil Weekend, but I imagine that it's something you live with, actually, more or less all year round, because it's quite a big event now.
Yeah, the Daffodil Weekend is huge. As soon as one finishes, we're straight on into planning the next one. In fact, we've already got the meeting scheduled straight after Daffodil Weekend. It is a huge event, 14,000 people turning up in a tiny South Cambridgeshire village of 400 people. So, yeah, it takes over the whole village.
Yeah, and it's just grown and grown, hasn't it? And I said earlier on the air, I thought it's the 52nd year, but it's not. It's technically should be the 52nd year, but it's actually the 51st year. So why is that?
Yeah, that's right. The History Society, it's always a debate that runs within the village, but it started in 1967. So for the mathematicians, that should be our 52nd year, but we actually missed a year because of foot and mouth. So we've jumped one. It was our 50th celebration last year.
Yeah. And you had some special daffodils which were planted.
We're very proud. We've obviously got huge number of daffodils in the village, but last year we premiered the daffodil Triplo Gold, which is a unique variety grown for Triplo, and it's a beautiful type 2 daffodil. And it's coming out beautifully at the moment. It'll be in full flower, ready for the weekend.
Fantastic. I mean, what are the dates this year?
It's 23rd, 24th of March, the Saturday and the Sunday.
Yeah. And I guess, I mean, as I was coming in today, I came up through Barton, I saw some daffodils out, and I thought, oh gosh, they're all a bit confused. But you do actually plant strategically, don't you, through the year, just to make sure that you're constant bloom over the weekend.
Yeah, we're all over that, because it always appears in the newspapers and things, will they have daffodils or will they not? We will always have daffodils. We've got over 500,000 planted now around the village. We've been doing strategic planting over the last few years, and we've varied it across all sorts of different varieties. So we've got quite a lot of February Gold in, which is in full flower now, usually flowers in February, so probably about 2 weeks early because of the sort of like the warm winter we've had and so on, and that's fine. And in fact, we have an ultra early variety called Cedric Morris. That was actually out at Christmas. It's actually known as the Christmas daffodil, so it comes out really early. But then we cover all the way through. We have the late varieties like Pheasant's Eye and so on, and Quail and things, which can come out as late as May. So we always have daffodils.
Yeah, I think going back, I guess about sort of, five or six years ago now, I remember there was sort of a bit of a disaster because they came out very, very early. So I'm guessing you've learned your lesson since then and made sure you're always going to have varieties out.
Definitely.
And you were just showing me a picture of the Medway Gold, was it?
Medway Gold, so yes. Cute. I was just looking at that this morning. That's a ultra miniature daffodil that's just come out in my garden, actually. It's absolutely tiny. It's smaller than my finger. It's such a beautiful little thing.
And you've just shown me a picture of it on your phone. It's absolutely delightful. It's absolutely beautiful. So besides the daffodils then, because you've got different varieties, as you mentioned, a few of the varieties, and you've got heritage varieties as well. But besides that, obviously you've got the event itself. So tell me, what is actually happening this year? What have you got on?
So, I mean, the best way to describe the Daffodil Weekend is it's a village fete on steroids. It's a massive event, but it's everything you would expect from a English country fete. It's Britain at its best. You'll see all the people coming out doing things. So not only do we have the daffodils, but we have lots and lots of craft and produce stalls. This year we're going to have more craft and produce stalls, more retail outlets than Bluewater. So for a village, there's more than enough chances to buy things. But beyond that, there's heavy horses, running horse and cart rides, tractor rides. We've got the Civil War reenactors coming this year. Well, they've been coming for the last few years, but we're slightly worried this year because we've got both Royalist and Parliamentarian Civil War reenactors turning up, and they're already talking that there might be a battle on, so we're not quite sure about that. And then it all runs through to things like we have an area called Country Triplo. So if you've got a dog, bring your dog along because it can get involved in the gun dog scurries and all sorts of events. We have the waggiest tail competition, that sort of thing. And then there's lots for the children to do. We want to give the whole event, taking people back in time to sort of the 1950s, a more innocent sort of world. So there'll be a magician, there's Punch and Judy shows, all this sort of thing. And then we have Taste of Triplo. So we have a lot of artisan food outlets turning up, from sort of Vietnamese through to Old English and so on, probably about 20 to 30 of those. And most important of all, we will be having a beer tent with live music in it.
Wow, sounds amazing. Lots and lots to keep you busy. And of course, I think the fantastic thing is as well, is that it is obviously to invite people in to raise money, etc. But what a great event for the community actually to get together. And I mean, you have various things that you have the community pub anyway there as well, don't you? Which is fantastic. And I think and particularly nowadays, perhaps villages have sort of lost a little bit of that heart because we have a lot of out-of-towners maybe coming in, moving in, and really they're there because it's an easier commute or they just want to sort of have a bit of the country life but don't really get involved. And I think something like this seems like a great way for people to still get involved. And because it is such a huge event, you can't really avoid it, can you, to be honest?
No.
It spreads right
the number of
the
points
village.
You've raised there. Yeah, so it's a village of 400 people. And last year we collected up all the rotas of who'd been working where over the weekend. And we had over 400 volunteers working on it. So absolutely everyone in the village is working there. But we're also bringing in people from the neighbouring villages to help, and all friends and family coming in to help as well. My mum will be working in the tea rooms. She'll come up from London to come and do that and so on. It does mean that no one in the village will make eye contact with me at this time of year because they know they're going to get given a job to do. But we are fantastically proud of what a beautiful and happy village we live in. And Daffodil Weekend is built around sort of three key pillars. The first thing is that our visitors must have a good time. That's the whole sort of point of it. Mm. The second thing we're after is that all the volunteers must enjoy it and make friends. And that's something that comes out very strongly, that people go, why am I giving up my Saturday to stand in a field and park cars? And then everyone actually has a really good time and sort of, oh, who are you? What do you do? And gets involved that way. So if we achieve those two things and then we make some money for charity on top, then that's a success.
Yeah. And talking about the charities then, this year, who are you sponsoring or giving?
So this year, the main external charity we're sponsoring is ANTS, which is Acute Neonatal Transport Services. So this is for babies born in Addenbrookes and surrounding hospitals that need to be transported around. They're super worthwhile cause, and they're actually going to be there at the weekend as well. They'll have their ambulance there, and they'll be based at the Children's Triplo part of it. So
and
go and say hello to
ACT,
them.
Isn't it? The
part of ACT, yeah. Yeah, so it's part of Addenbrookes.
Because I think you can, ACT is sort of the umbrella charity, but you can actually nominate specifically where you want that money to go to. And how do you actually decide? How do you choose, you know, as a committee, who you go with? Because there are so many charities.
Because it's such a big event, we're an official registered charity and we have to follow all the correct charity rules. What that means is that the organisation is split into two parts. There's the Daffodil Committee and the Daffodil Trust. And the easiest way of thinking about that is that the committee does all the organising of the event and getting the money in. And then we hand over all of the money to the trust, who then decide who that's going to. So for charities, it has to be, the main charity has to be local to the Cambridge area, within about a 20 or 30 mile radius of Triplo. And if people want to apply for being that charity, they should write to the Daffodil Trust and we will consider them.
Okay, oh, that sounds amazing. And how much are you sort of bearing in mind what you've raised in the past, hoping to raise?
We never know. It's very, very weather dependent. So last year we had the Beast from the East came in, and that obviously knocked back the visitor numbers quite a lot. But somewhere between 10 to 30,000 is about the sort of level of money we're raising.
And of course, they can just do so much with that, can't they? It's amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Hopefully the weather will turn out rather nicely for you this year, and hopefully that it'll bring in the crowds.
Yes.
But it'd be amazing. Sounds like there's so much to keep people entertained. Now, you have nominated a Kim Wilde track because I believe